We've all had a week and a few hours to digest the implications of the bin Laden raid, which killed Osama bin Laden and revealed that he was living quite safely and comfortably in a suburb of Islamabad in Pakistan for possibly as many as 7 years or 5 years. They're learning all kinds of information from the data that was collected at the time of the raid. And joining us here to assess what we know and what we're likely to learn and just generally talk about the safety of the homeland is Tom Ridge, who was the first secretary of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, which was set up in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. He served in the Department of Homeland Security from 2001 to 2005. He's former governor of Pennsylvania and currently president and CEO of Ridge Global, an international security and risk management firm based in Washington, D.C., where he joins us from this morning. Governor Ridge, good morning.
Well, good morning, John. Nice to be with you this morning.
So are we safer today than we were a week ago, do you think?
Well, I think the answer to that, candidly, is probably not much. The bottom line is that I do believe that some of this information we received or may glean from that cache of information that may show that bin Laden may have been a little bit more operationally involved. But I think the nature of the threat has changed dramatically. I think you see more people who have bought into his radical interpretation of the Quran, brought into his philosophy. And so you have new sanctuaries, new leaders, and frankly, different kinds of terrorists. We went from the profile of September 12, 2001, of 18 to 35 Arab males to a much more complicated picture. And as we've seen in the United States, and now we actually have the phenomenon of homegrown terrorists. So
right.
I don't think much.
All right, did Tom.
I think it was a very successful operation, and as much to be said, it was very, very gratifying that we brought justice and some solace, hopefully, to 3,000 families. But frankly, the sobering news is that I don't think it'll have much of an impact.
Indeed. Tom Ridge, first Secretary of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, our guest this morning on The Takeaway. Recall, if you can, and I know you can't share all of it with us, but what was the consensus about Osama bin Laden's whereabouts when you left office in the Department of Homeland Security in 2005, and how surprised were you to learn that he was in this compound in Abbottabad?
Well, you know, that is a very interesting question, because I think, while it may not have been a universal opinion, I think most people felt that he was in that lawless, almost borderless, almost lunar-type landscape, the area between connecting Pakistan and Afghanistan, and the revelation that it may have been actually in Pakistan, in a compound, in a city for 6 months, 6 years, I think, frankly, came as a huge surprise to everyone.
I'm wondering, Tom Ridge, you have said in response to Osama bin Laden's death that you think the fight against al-Qaeda will actually continue possibly for decades. Do you think that it will remain under the leadership of, say, one person, or that we're going to see these sort of splinter groups suddenly become more active?
Celeste, I think your question, within the question, I think there's, in fact, part of the answer. I think what we've seen as an offspring, frankly, and sadly, of the success of 9/11, is that it has emboldened other radical Islamic leaders in other parts of the world. And to that extent, I think you are going to have more splinter groups. Perhaps they don't buy into the restoration of the caliphate as bin Laden did, but I do think they buy into that philosophy that basically says you can use terrorist tactics to advance the cause of radical Islam. And I think you're going to see more activity around the world not directly related to his organization.
But there is also a countermeasure in the developments of the Arab Spring, which we've talked about a lot in the last week, which is pretty interesting. I don't want to get you to relive the experiences of being a part of the Bush administration, but I'm wondering if one of the lessons of this operation was that perhaps the best response to 9/11 might have been the invasion of Afghanistan, the pursuit of bin Laden, and that if that had been our response to 9/11, we'd be in a better situation in terms of defense of the homeland than if we'd done what actually transpired after the 9/11 attacks.
Well, I think there's a misconception that somehow President Bush, and for that in the first term or second term, took his eye or the administration took their eye off Afghanistan. Obviously, there was a substantial movement of troops from Afghanistan into Iraq, but the challenge in Iraq required more traditional troops. But make no mistake about it, the CIA, the intelligence community, and particularly special operations continued to work at the highest level in Afghanistan trying to identify, capture, or kill Osama bin Laden.
Have you spoken with the president since you learned of the raid or anyone else in the administration to sort of share your sort of emotional feelings?
Well, I have not spoken to the president. I have talked to some of my colleagues. And again, I think the general feeling is that when the president went to New York City, he made a commitment to bring them to justice. He said, and frankly, President Obama took on that charge as well. But I actually think that this achievement transcends the political world. You had two different administrations committed to the outcome, but literally during that 10-year manhunt, you had thousands and thousands of men and women in the military and in the intelligence community trying to identify his whereabouts and bring him to justice. So there's plenty of credit to go around, but I frankly think it's less political than it was intelligence and military.
You're the president and CEO now of Ridge Global. That's part of the private sector of security and risk management firms that have proliferated since the 9/11 attacks. What do you tell your client is the most important threat faced by the same sorts of targets that were the 9/11 attacks?
Complacency, in one word. Let's not lose. Let's be vigilant. Let's not be reckless about it. We'll deal with this new norm in the geopolitical climate, but let's not be complacent about our responsibility to put a minimal protection and manage the risk as best we can.
Based on the intelligence you received during the time in the Bush administration, is there a in the event of my death event out there for bin Laden and al-Qaeda?
Not specifically that I'm aware of, but I think it would be foolish to think that even if there is another attack in the next week, 2 weeks, two months, or 2 years, that was in retribution. We have been under attack for 10 years,
right.
And I don't believe we ought to misinterpret the next effort.
Governor Ridge, thanks so much for being with us.
Great. Thank you for having the opportunity to chat with you this morning. Thank
Tom Ridge was the first Secretary of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, former governor of Pennsylvania, currently president and CEO of Ridge Global.